This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Run the way across the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M, the Black Crow's Remedy. Now, yesterday morning, I don't know whether you have found out about it at all, but Daniel, Jaden and Ethan, they are a couple of young campers and they've been camping out at the first Krispy Kreme customers at the site of the new On The Run petrol station as well. They've been there since 10 a.m. yesterday. They've got their swag all set up. They were fast asleep, I think, as I went past this morning at about 3:30 in the morning. But that shows pure dedication. And I suppose when you're that young, you've got to do some silly things in life. And this is maybe just one of them. Big shout out to them this morning, though. Lee and the team are going to keep us up to date with news that you need to know. Lee's been talking about the boys this morning. Camping out to hopefully get a year's supply of Krispy Kreme donuts. Good on them. Right now on 963 Triple M, not only have I got Rock's Greatest Hits continuing with Paul Kelly and The Strokes coming up, it's time to catch up with Barb Sinofskis right here on Triple M. It's 11 after 7. Limestone Coasters, I tell you what, one of the things that I get to do is catch up each and every couple of weeks with the team at council. The acting CEO, Barbara Sinofskis, joins us on the line. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you?
I am sensational. I'm actually really excited because during the course of the week, you guys have done some amazing stuff in regards to the community and Rec Hub. First of all, you released a video of it being built, like it's actually coming out of the ground at the moment. I'm so excited about that.
I know. It looks pretty cool. So we've been able to include some time-lapse vision, and every month we'll be releasing what's happened in the previous month so that people can stay engaged with what's happening on the site. The hoardings are going to be going up before Christmas, so that will limit some of the vision of what's actually happening behind, the hoardings. So in order for the community to be able to see what's going on, they can either visit our website and see the imagery as it's being captured, or they can wait for the little vignette that we're releasing once a month to see how the site has progressed during that period.
I think it's really cool that you're putting together these vignettes so that people can see what's going on. I reckon it's awesome and you need to be congratulated for it. You guys had a council meeting on Tuesday and you've come up with a name for the hub as well.
Absolutely. The community voted for it and council have endorsed Walanda, which means enjoy or cherish in the Boonditch language. And it represents the Boonditch community as the traditional owners of the land. So that's a big step. And it's an exciting one for our community moving forward.
And great to think that the community are behind the name as well, because, I mean, you've had a community consultation on it. It's great that council have endorsed it as well. Like, it's just a really cool thing.
It is, absolutely. So, and in terms of reconciliation, it's really important to recognise that long association that we've had with our First Nations people and to acknowledge their place in modern society moving forward. And as a progressive community, I think there are things that we need to do, and council are right on board with that.
Now, Barb, a couple of weeks ago, we caught up and had a chat. We were talking about the fact that the aquifer tours have finished up and the mm-hmm. shop at the top of the lake has unfortunately had to close down because of a issue with you guys and the state government. How is that progressing?
Okay, so we're still working with SA Water and we're waiting on confirmation for the dual custodianship. That's what we've been progressing through the system. And council endorsed on Tuesday night for us to seek some ministerial support. So we'll be writing off to a couple of ministers to be able to see if they can help us to expedite that process, so that we can start working on what that strategic planning is going to be looking like in that space to ensure that we don't compromise the natural environment and that we are able to get some cultural heritage experiences developed around that area.
Which, again, would be sensational.
Oh, of course, it would be fantastic.
Now, 2020, Barb, it's been a year that we'd all rather forget. Is council taking a break over the Christmas New Year?
Well, the council offices will be closing 24th and we'll be returning back on the 4th. So there'll still be services available and they'll be advertised through our social medias and also our website. But for the most part, along with everybody, we will be having a little bit of a break because it's been a massive year. So we'd like to take this opportunity to wish everybody a safe and happy Christmas. And to be able to spend it with family and friends. And, yes, and support local when it comes to your Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because some businesses have been doing it tough, but they're still hanging in there. So we can all do our bit to be able to support them. And if you've got visiting friends and relatives coming back for Christmas, make sure you show them around, because we're actually living in a pretty good place. And so let's all share.
It's the best part of the world. Barb, how's Christmas going to shape up for you?
Oh, okay. So for me, I'm just going to drop and do nothing for a little while and have a little bit of sleep and get ready for next year. Because, you know, for all the challenges we've been through, there's been some silver linings that we can start, you know, implementing next year to be able to make it better for all of us.
Well, Barb, I cannot wait till we're talking again in 2021. Have a great Chrissy. Thanks to everybody at Council for the work that you guys have done, and we'll catch up soon.
No worries. And thanks to you too, you, and you take good care.
Now, on 963 Triple M, Barb Frisonovska's joining us this morning. She's the acting CEO of the Mankambia City Council, and we'll be catching up with her in the new year to find out what is new with council. One of the incredible stories of the morning has got to be a uni student in his 20s in Brisbane has vowed to ditch the 9-to-5 grind forever after winning a life-changing pile of cash in last night's lotto. He picked up $20 million. How amazing would that be to think back to when I was mid-20s, you know, or early 20s even, and to think that you get a phone call like that to say your life has changed. It would be just spectacular.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.